My job doesn't have a finish line. It just goes on and on. Forever and ever.
Until you foil the bank heist.
Yeah.
That's basically mine.
That's called
tackling somebody as they try to, you know, eat and ditch.
That's called how Adam gets shot.
No, foils it, not like single-handedly foils it.
Oh, okay. I just picture Adam going, ha-ha!
Like, oh. I push a button.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's how I foil it.
You're the doctor. Press a button, it all goes away.
So there needs to be somebody on the team who's like, okay, so what we'll do is we'll take all of our shirts and we'll tie them together and we'll tie it to the rafters and we'll swing down and knock them out. It's like, you're going to go in the corner now.
Yeah. And that corner will be occupied by Adam.
No, that'd be if a sword was involved.
Oh, fair. Where's the rafters?
It really doesn't pay to be the hero in those circumstances.
You'd get a free t-shirt, I'd imagine.
You'd,
and one of those ponies that are up on the registers.
You'd get a free bullet, more like.
That's just why I wear Kevlar every day.
Kevlar bow tie.
There are some very nice huge Kevlar designer shirts out there that I've heard.
V-neck.
Do an excellent job. Seriously, there's like a whole line.
It's taking a dark turn.
Made by...
See, I wanted to talk about Legos, but it just kind of went off on its own thing already.
I'm for Legos.
Okay, we can talk about Legos. Let's talk about Legos.
They're that fucking is a
really,
awesome.
Really super cool helicopter.
Because while I was waiting for you guys to get here, I decided to do part one of two of my new Lego Iron Man 3 set that's over here somewhere that I was trying to hit. There it is. And I was just amazed, thinking from the ground up, like as a Lego designer, how insane it would be to start with that concept, that design of a helicopter that has firing missiles, room for two people.
Yep.
And then break it down step by step in a way using materials they already have so they don't have to create new pieces specifically for this line. And then, lo and behold,
there's a helicopter.
Mandrake helicopter.
There is an awesome...
It is pretty mind-boggling.
There's an awesome video that they did when they were developing the Ninja Turtles line.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the designer who was in charge of that show like his process of what he thought about when he was putting the kits together, when he was, you know, building these, you know, dioramas, when he was building all these, you know, the sewer surfers and stuff like that.
I want to watch that.
It's a series of like, I think five or six. I mean, like, they're not long, but, you know, he talks about, you know, his love of the turtles, you know, what they thought, like what design principles they were going to follow, you know, what elements they wanted to pull in from other sets. And that was pretty cool.
Is this on the YouTubes?
I saw it via the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Nickelodeon newsletter, but they were all linked to YouTube, so.
Oh.
I would imagine so, yes. And they are great sets. I own most of the Ninja Turtle sets by sheer coincidence, because I only really bought one of them, and then people kept giving them to me. You and Katie gave me the Baxter Stockman set for my birthday.
Yeah.
Two years ago?
I think it might have been last year? Last year? I'm not sure.
It was last year because it was right before I went to LA.
Ah, yes. That makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Lego Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Designer Video Part 2. And it's hosted by Nickelodeon. So, yep. Yeah. It's the user name that had submitted, is not the one who actually has it, I think, because it's www.toysland something.
I imagine it was reposted all over.
Shit ton of times, yeah.
Yeah.
I just typed in Lego Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles design, and then it popped up with actually video number 2 of all things. So,
but it's really cool to see because it doesn't seem like Lego a lot of time will go, hey, this is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it. You know, like they don't really expose that side too much,
right?
Which is it was just cool.
It's a product for kids, so kids aren't wondering that. But as we grew up with Legos long enough.
I know way more adults these days that are into Legos than kids. A couple,
I believe it,
very very hardcore Star Wars Legos people, and now Mayanna is Lego Batman. We got the PS3 and we got Lego Batman 2, and holy crap, she is just as into that one as she was into the first one, and it's intense.
Though at the same time, I will say that Lego sets have gotten more complex and less complex at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are decals that I need to apply to this thing still that I didn't feel the need to do immediately.
Do you need a professional decal applicator? Because I know a guy.
No, it's not. It's not going that far. But like, it goes into that amount of detail. But there's no actual controlling inside of that helicopter.
Yeah,
it's just a guy in a seat with not even the
computer panel or anything.
Nothing.
Yeah, it looks like a red block.
That's all it is.
Nice. It's because it's controlled by Iron Man. Wait, that's the terrorist helicopter. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the guys who got the evil serum thing that they were talking about in that movie. Looks kind of zombie-ish.
Yeah, which it didn't look like that in the comics as much. And now I'm completely blanking on what the hell it's called. But, yes.
White guy Mandrake.
The last...
You mean Mandarin?
Mandarin.
White guy Mandrake. Who the hell is Mandrake?
The last
whole new villain.
The last Lego set that I got was actually one of those little mini packs that you see at the checkout line, and
oh, those are awesome!
Yeah, so I got a little Batmobile.
The stack packs,
yeah,
those are awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool, actually. I mean, for what it is, it's
Extremis. Sorry,
that's what it
that
is.
Was,
yeah.
That was what it was.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't even get a chance to look it up,
but it's basically the. It most resembles the animated series Batmobile in how long and sleek it is, but it's like the size of a regular Hot Wheels car, and it looks really cool. So, yeah,
that's pretty rad.
That is definitely the last one I got, and yeah, then maybe before that was
AT-AT.
Oh
no, you guys got some Lord of the Rings ones.
Yeah, we got the Mines of Moria. After, was it after the AT-AT? It might have been. Because those were around the same time. I mean, those were both last winter.
The coolest sets I've seen in a bit, outside of like licensed ones, because I'm partial to the Ninja Turtles and Spider-Man and all
right.
those, because I'm a superhero nerd. But for my Anna's birthday... her family and myself, we got her some of the town Legos.
So
she has like the clock or the city hall, and there were two row houses.
Mm-hmm.
And like you can break them down by floor, and like there's details like a trash can and a telephone on the desk and a working elevator and stuff like that, where it's really mundane shit, but it's really cool to see it in a Lego format.
Especially because what? It's three, four stories?
Four stories.
Four
the,
stories.
The city hall's four stories. The row houses are three. And there's, you basically have enough to, I think it's like eight or 10 feet of like Lego street that they have kits out of now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's a movie theater.
There's a corner shop / mall. There's a couple that were retired too, but those are the ones that are still available, because I've been on the hunt for some of the older ones, because there's some cool looking old ones.
Though now they've kind of branched off into really abstract Lego again. Like, I think it kind of comes in waves, where it's like they do the basic city. A couple license names, and then they just, like, start creating their own universes, and they're just kind of fucked up. I don't know what, like...
Oh, like Ninjutsu or Ninju or something like that.
Ninjago.
Ninjago, yeah.
And they have the one with the animal helmet head things. Yep. I don't know the name of that one, but
They're just trying to establish new mainstays. I mean, like... When
they don't have to pay rights for.
Yeah, I mean, when we were little, it was castle, city, space... And then they had like the Hydronauts ones, where you had the sharks, and then you had the yellow submariners.
Oh my god, that was awesome!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those were sweet.
With the magnetic grabbers,
yeah.
So you could like put crap in, and you had like a magnet on top of the box.
The Islanders that went with the pirates a little bit, but
yep.
You remember the samurai sets?
Yes.
Oh, those were so cool.
The Western sets where they had the realish looking guns, the six shooters.
Yep, which they re-released a lot of that stuff for the Lone Ranger.
I saw that.
And I was like, hey, I remember that set when it came out and, you know, there wasn't any skin tone on the...
Right.
And they were all yellow.
They were all jaundice-y.
Yep. So much jaundice. Jaundice, the great equalizer. Memories.
Indeed. Yeah. I had two of the samurai sets. I had like a blue building and I had a red building, and the red building had, well, they both had traps in them, but the red one I remember specifically was just like you walk in the front door and you open it all the way and like four samurai swords come down.
Oh yeah.
And stab you in the face.
Yep. No jewels for you. Yeah, those were cool sets because...
You love samurai?
Yeah, because lots of reasons. And then, yeah, I had one of the submarines, too,
yep.
from the Aquanauts set, and that was always a really fun kit, too. I specifically remember putting that one together before school one morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just being so excited about it that I got up like early so I could put it together and then go to school.
I just remember the space shuttle full coverage visor, like the gold
the mirrored
visor.
One. Oh, yeah,
I remember when it transitioned from just a little Jordy LaForge thing
to the full on NASA sunguard,
and also being reflective and gold looking. It's like, yep. Oh my god, that it's beautiful.
Vacuumized metal. I too remember the submarine one because for Christmas one year, my folks, like my brother got I got the shark one and he got the Aquanauts one.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the Aquanauts one had like a little, like you could detach it. It was like a mini sub. And I totally put that together and I was young enough and dumb enough that I was like, I'm totally bringing this out to the pool. And I'm going to play with this all day in the pool. I lost so much of that damn sub in the pool. I'm like, where did it all go? Oh, in the filter. my dad got pissed, but I got most of the pieces back.
The railings that we had in my house for a time before they were all torn out actually had two grooves next between a hump. That was the exact width of the axles for a standard Lego car.
Oh.
So what we, and it was kind of like bobsled style. So it'd start out flat first and then just drop straight down. So basically what we'd do is we'd build cars and then we'd just push them down and we'd watch them roll down. They'd just catch speed and then they'd fly for a second and then they'd explode. Yeah. So then we just, like, it got into the excessive, like, let's just put anything on it to make the explosion bigger. And then, you know, it'd be side heavy. So it'd just like kind of not even make it partway down the rail and just kind of stumble down the stairs.
Nice.
I remember the biggest Lego thing that my brother and I ever did was one day, during the summer, both of us had like a cold or something. So we drug out all of our Legos. And I just remember we just started slapping stuff together and we made a Lego city across our entire living room. Just like all structures of like confetti colored buildings and shit. But I remember standing back from that and being like, this is awesome. This is truly a feat of ingenuity here, because like we made roads and stuff out of like cardboard and stuff to lay down. Nice. I just remember at the end of that, I was like, could we play Godzilla in this, or would we just destroy shit? Like, would it just bust up the actual like base pieces, or what would happen? We ended up having to disassemble, but
yeah. Once my established kits had fallen into disarray, it always ends up back in the main tub. Once the actual kits start to fall apart,
so then you got
those pieces to work with, and as cool as it would be to revisit, you know, the old sets and try to put those back together from what you
it's fucking impossible.
But yeah, I mean, it's because you're having to dig it out of the whole tub instead of just out of the bag.
Yep.
But
that was half the fun of it, though. You know, yeah. I mean, like
when you take it apart and make your own thing for sure. I had a base that I made that was a Lego base where I just made all kinds of really cool vehicles. And like I had I even built like a repair bay that was like, it just had like a control tower. And then I had like a defense turret that was off on the side too. And I had, I would just get inspired by like Star Fox 64. So I made an R-Wing and I made...
Do a barrel roll!
Yeah, and I made the Landmaster tank and I made a Mech Warrior too at one point. And then, you know, assorted space-going ships, fighters.
I remember it was Easter, and like one of our cousins gave us it looked like a devil's version of Johnny Five from Short Circuit, because it was all black and red with like neon green clear eyes.
Oh.
And you know, it had the boxy head, and I just remember James and I sitting there and going, how can we make this into Johnny Five? Yeah, a few accoutrements later, you know, it ended up being a really bitchin' robot. But
yeah.
Ah, the memories.
That's the other thing. How can I make this better?
Yeah. Or when you go, how can I make this better? And then you try to make it better and it doesn't work. And then you're sitting there going, damn it, where did I put this part? Where did I put that part?
Yeah. Or those flimsy ideas where it's lacking in structural integrity and you're like,
I'm gonna make a dolphin.
Oh,
crumbles on its own.
Yeah.
So
do you mind plugging this in? There's a USB port at your feet. Should be a blue light.
Yes.
Thank you. Turns out this thing's not charged.
Man, what kind of qualifications do you need to make to become someone who makes the Lego kits?
Architects.
Yeah.
Seriously, there's some like engineering and like actual architects that they talk about having on board, like to make sure that it's structurally sound and stuff. I'm like, that's intense. Because I would have been like, 4 bricks tall. And we'll use one of them skinny ones to cover it up. Done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to Toy Talk with Adam, Dan.
Basically,
yeah. Dave. Well, I remember one of the Lego creator...
This I can do.
One of the Lego creator kits that Katie and I got that was, you could build a jet, a twin-engine plane, or a hovercraft. And I just remember we built the jet first and then the hovercraft and then the plane. And the plane is the form that it's in right now. But I just remember that hovercraft being so incredibly dense with pieces.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy how much went into basically making a little rectangular... thing.
The funny thing was, one of my favorite building toys, because when we were really little, we didn't have a lot of Legos, but my mom worked with Discovery Toys and they put out this set called Ramagons, and so it was these planar orbs with holes in it, and then you had rods with snappable pieces to like snap in, and then you had plates that you could snap in, so you could make triangles and you could make squares and make these things. But there were some like of the squares and stuff that you could snap in, and it had like Lego studs on it, so you could put Legos on it and like build out a structure on it. So, you know, like we didn't have many Legos, and we didn't have many Ramagons, but when you combine the two, holy shit, you could have some cool stuff going
on.
When
our powers combine.
Yeah. It was like a really weird version of Captain Planet, because it usually made a house.
Wouldn't Lego have something to say about that? Well, in those days?
It was like Mega Bloks, right?
Yeah, it's compatible. They didn't advertise that it was compatible with Lego. They advertised that it was compatible with other building toys or whatnot. Memories.
So how's everything sounding?
It's good.
Good.
Check.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Check.
Beverages or anything of the sort, and we can